Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Abundance Formula podcast. And I was just thinking right now before the camera turned on, this is like the umpteenth rendition of like how many different ball caps does Gina have? Because I feel like every episode recently I'm wearing some different ball cap because I'm lazy and I don't want to wash my hair. And so it just made me laugh just thinking about that. I'm totally wearing a different one today. Surprise, surprise. But anyways, today has been a day, oh my word, like it's taken me a minute to get back in the groove after being on vacation. And today, like my brain has just not been on point. We were leaving to do some errands this morning, me and the girls, and I had them in the car and I ran inside to grab a Diet Dr. Pepper out of the fridge to take for just around the town. And by the time I got back in the car and I put the can in my cup holder, I realized that I had grabbed a beer. So that wasn't going to work. So I ran back inside and traded that out. And I thought, oh my word. So we went and did our things we needed to do. And then before we were heading back from the grocery store, I was literally about to pull out and Malia goes, "Mommy, I'm not in my seat." And she was just standing in the trunk of the car back with the groceries. And I was like, okay, we've got to get on the right direction here. So anyways, luckily I'm not supposed to be out and about anymore today because I think that I need to stay home. But speaking of direction, I want to chat with you guys about today's topic, which is, are you doing these four things in your life? So if you're listening to this podcast, then you are seeking to create an impact in some form or fashion for your own self and for others in your life. So that's a goal somehow for you in the way that you show up. So today's podcast, I want to see if you're doing these four things in your life, because when you think about you're trying to, like when you're life goal is to make an impact in your own life and for others, that's kind of can be overwhelming on a day-to-day basis, like waking up and like, how am I going to make an impact today? Or how am I going to make an impact this week? It can kind of be a lot to take on. And so I wanted to give you guys some direction today of four areas and four things that you can think about to create more impact and to make it make a little more sense for you, especially if you do have some kind of online presence or you want to, or you want to expand your impact beyond just those people that you engage with in person or indirectly, and you really want to expand that impact further out, these will give you guidance to how you can show up in the online space in a way that keeps variety, in a way that is well-rounded and attracts people to you and gets a really strong, dedicated group of not following, but community. Because as we've all heard and we know nowadays, like the number of your following does not matter. It's the level of the community, the actual engagement, how much people actually really know, like, and trust you. And especially in the business realm, that's the kind of people who will buy from you and most importantly, share you with other people, which spreads your impact. So the four things are you inspiring people? Are you creating aspiration in people? Are you educating people? And are you entertaining people? We're going to dive into each of these. So let's first just separate, what is the difference between inspiration and aspiration? So dictionary wise, to inspire is to fill someone with the urge or ability to do or feel something. So you're igniting someone's fire, I like to say. You're igniting somebody's flame. You're getting someone excited about the pursuit of something. Maybe this is something they never thought about pursuing before until they saw you or heard about you doing it. Maybe it's something that you've wanted to do, but your flame has petered out over time. Maybe you've just interacted with a lot of people who haven't believed in you lately. And so that flame has really petered out. So inspiration is igniting somebody's flame, in my opinion. And this could look like many things. For example, with my amputees that I work with, when I'm getting a new patient who has recently lost their legs, they do not know what life could look like for them from this point forward. I always want to bring in an amputee advocate, is what we call them. And so we have a list of amputees who are willing and have acknowledged and are excited about being mentors to other amputees. And they will come and talk with them before the appointment with us, honestly, and even there on afterwards, to inspire them to what's possible. These amputees walk in, right? They show them you can walk again. They talk to them about what they're doing in their life. They answer any questions they have, right? These are people who are igniting this flame in someone who doesn't know what life could look like in this new way. And them seeing another amputee walk in and tell them what they're doing, or if they even see videos online of other amputees running again or playing sports or getting back to their vocation or playing with their kids and getting on the floor and getting back up, right? This is just an example of what people see that inspires them to make a move, to feel something, to go take an action, right? So that's inspiration. Aspiration, dictionary definition, is to direct one's hopes or ambitions towards achieving something. So I like to define this as you've now inspired someone. Aspiration is now where you're going to show them what's possible. You're going to fan the flame now by sort of being the North Star, for example, for what it is that this person maybe sees might be their future vision of what they want for their life. Now, we all know, like, so when you're looking at people that you interact with on the day-to-day or people you follow, it's really easy to use this example for who you follow online, right? Because then you have access to even more people. But who do you aspire to, quote, be like? It doesn't mean you aspire to truly have their exact life, but there's so many people that we all look to in person or online that we aspire to have the things they have, or to create the kind of impact they're doing, or maybe be doing the kind of work that they're doing, to maybe have the kind of family life they have, or the way that they show up, or the financial stability that they have and have achieved, right? We aspire to have or achieve something based on what we're seeing. And of course, as we go into implementation mode, we will be making our own spin on that, and our journey will look its own way. But it starts with that aspiration. It's the fanning of the flame. Like I said, if inspiration is the spark, aspiration is fanning the flame. So by you living your life and achieving the things you're achieving, pursuing the goals and knocking the things out and showing the results and showing all parts of the journey, the ups and downs, other people are watching in person or online, and even through other people's, you know, communication down the road, passively, right? Through communication, word of mouth, that's the word I was looking for. People are seeing what's possible. Oh, wow, that was a normal person that aspired to do this thing themselves. They went and did it, and man, now I want to do the same thing. And so aspiration is really important and a completely different thing than inspiration. So the next category, educate. I like to say this is now you show them how they can do it. You've inspired them to do it. Now you've created aspiration in them to do it. You've given them a little bit of a North Star of what it could look like for them if they were to go for it. Now you're going to educate them on how to go for it, whatever that thing is, whether it's having good relationships, having a good financial state, building a business, building an online business, starting a podcast, inspiring people, speaking, whatever your thing is, a fitness journey, how to get fit, how to do a fitness competition, whatever the thing may be, you're now going to educate on that. And that looks so many different ways. Again, that is per each and every one of you's skill sets, journeys, gifts, personality. That looks so many ways, but it's important to note that that's a category of how to impact, is to educate people. And then the last one is to entertain. And this one can be twofold. Number one, just be funny. Like, some people are gifted at being funny. Now, some people don't feel they're gifted at being funny. Now, granted, I want to tell you that even if you think you don't have a good sense of humor, there's obviously somebody out there and lots of people out there in the world who are like you and will like your humor. So the importance of entertaining is ultimately to show authenticity, to show your realness. So what is your sense of humor? What's funny to you? So you can show up in a way that you can, this is also a modality of how you can educate. It's not, it doesn't have to just be boring and classroom style or inspiration style. It can be educating through something that's funny, through your either sense of humor in real life, or if it's online through funny reels or just creativity. So many of you are creative out there. So funny doesn't necessarily have to be through a sense of humor as you might think of a comedian standing on stage. It can be through your creativity to use music for reels or videos. It could be your creativity to use, you know, those audio, those pre-selected audios that are funny and whatnot. So you can also use the entertaining aspect of being funny through the education modality and creativity. But then also a key piece of entertain is, so be funny if that's you, but follow the fun. I can't tell you how many achievements for me were unlocked when I finally got less serious about the journey of achieving and I followed the fun. What things excited me? What things sounded really fulfilling to pursue? Follow the fun. What felt fun to create? What felt fun to do or to video or to go? Who felt fun to go be with, right? So follow the fun is really huge, and it's going to unlock a lot of next level results for you, because on a whole different episode, another topic is, of course, like things attract like things, and this whole concept of the law of abundance and how your frequency will bring into your life more of that. So many game-changing opportunities are going to come your way when you get a little less serious about life and try to follow the fun and to bring more fun into your life. You may have been in grind mode for quite some time and you're wearing thin. You've bounced back and forth from days of inspiration and aspiration, educating and all the things, and you just need a little more entertainment. You need a little more fun. You need to spice up your life a little bit. You're going to impact more people if maybe you've spent a lot of time being a homebody and now you just need to get out of your shell a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to do it all the time, but spice up your life a little bit. Get out and do some more hobbies or get out and just have a little more fun. And the point of this, the entertain category, is it shows people your authenticity and that you're real. And why that's important is because it's easy when we see these people we aspire to be like and to have the results they have in their life, it's easy for that to feel like they're not even a real person. And therefore, that's not real results that we too could achieve. So it's really important in your impact journey to make sure people know you are a real person. And therefore, these very real results that you're getting are completely and totally possible for that person that you're wanting to impact. That's so, so huge. So many times we want to show the perfect side of things, whether on social media or our lives. Like, you know, when someone says, hey, are you having a good day? We just want to say instinctively, yeah, it's all going great. Even if it's not going great, that doesn't mean you need to be a negative Nancy, but being authentic is really important to so people know you are real, both in your good and your bad, and you're awkwardly funny and you're truly funny, just in who you are, your creativity, how you express yourself. This is the entertain category, is showing people you're real so that they know that the results you're getting can be real for them too. So those are the four categories. And then I want you to think about, you know, there's a few different ways that we demonstrate and live out these four categories in life. First is your in-person or your direct contact with people. Just think about your day-to-day, any of the things that you're doing, think about, would this inspire somebody? Is the way I'm living my life today, would it be aspirational for somebody? Is it educating somebody? Could it be entertaining for somebody? There's all through your life. When you have these four categories in your mind, you're going to see how you can bring these about every single day. It gives you sort of a roadmap or a guide, and it can be fun. It can kind of be like a game. But the other way it can come through is your life through word of mouth, through translation, through your reputation, that as you show up day to day in these ways, that reputation precedes you. How do people introduce you in a room when you're not there? That's some things to think about. So again, how you show up today with the people you are directly in contact is going to now have an impact that ripples through other communications that you don't have part of. And that's an important thing to think about. How do you want that to look? What do you want them to be saying? And make sure you're showing up that way. And when you're having a hard day, keeping these things in mind can remind you, even in the hard times, how do I want to show up in the hard times as the example to inspire people, to create aspiration in someone, to educate them on how to get through this type of frustrating or hard situation, and to find the fun or find the joy still in whatever circumstance. And then lastly, how your life is through social media. If that's an avenue that matters to you, again, you don't have to be some hardcore attempting to build a business on social media, but pretty much most everybody has some form of social media, even if it's just to keep in touch with your family. But it's still important to think, how am I showing up there? Even if I'm showing family pictures and I'm not trying to build some business out of this, everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, is trying to build or provide impact, to spread love, and living an extraordinary life in some form or fashion to others. So no matter what level of what you want to take your social media, these are four things that I challenge you to start thinking about how you show up on social media. And is it communicating those things? But especially if you are looking to build a brand or expand your business and expand your impact through that, or even again, if you just do want to post and your family wants to see stuff, but you can't think of what to post, this is a guide. Switch it up. You've got four different categories. That's already even 4 days of the week if you just have one thing for each, right? And then you can repeat a couple. If you're someone that's aiming to post daily, then you can repeat some of those that are most fun for you, or depending on how your week went, if you've got a little extra content for each. So it gives you a roadmap and a guide of what to even post, and to know that what you're posting is impactful and it's going to be meaningful to people. And if you stay consistent with it, I promise you, it will not only build your following, but a dedicated following. And you can know that it's creating what you're wanting it to create. And it's a good, you know, grounding point to just remember as you touch base every quarter, just touch base, you know, every week for your own life. Like, am I showing up in this way? And have a assessment tool for yourself. Of, yeah, I'm sure I did good this week. I feel like I lived in a way that could be inspirational to people. I feel like I lived in a way and I did some things this week that, man, if someone saw it, they would aspire to go do that for their selves. I fanned someone's flame, I think, this week with the way that I showed up. And I did things this week that showed education, that could teach somebody something in some way. And, you know, lastly, I think I did some things this week that I followed the fun. I filled my life with joy. I entertained some people and myself along the way. Like, to me, grabbing that beer instead of my soda was entertaining to me. I laughed. You know, I was having a struggle bus day on keeping my mind straight, but that was pretty funny. And it made me laugh. And it brought up my joy meter versus my hustle meter and like checkbox, checkbox, check. So everybody get in, go, you know, all the things. It brought some extra spark to my day. So you guys, I hope you remember these four things. I hope you put them into practice because they will maximize your impact. They will be a guide. They will help to ignite your flame, your own flame and others. Fan it. Help people, show them the way. And again, to bring more joy into your own life and to others. Let me know if it's helpful. Let me know if you use it. And again, share this podcast with anybody if you think it would be helpful to them. Make sure you're part of the community on the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. And also, final note, this is the 99th episode. So next episode is the 100th episode of this podcast. If you have any fun ideas of something, of a topic, or the way to go about that 100th episode, I'd be really curious to hear your thoughts. I've got a few ideas, but I haven't nailed down exactly what I think I want to do to celebrate as far as even just with the episode. But if you have some ideas, let me know. Or if you just have feedback about the podcast that you enjoyed, I might share some of the things that people have told me about it over the years up to this point. So anyways, we'll have our 100th episode next week. So hope to see y'all there and hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye guys.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.